Good evening and welcome. This is Get Started, Go Deeper, Ask a Healing Coach or a Whole Life Healing Coach. My name is Kay Spooner, and I'm glad to be with you this evening. Today, where I am in the central U.S., it is July 23rd, 2020, and welcome to the call. This call is being recorded and will be available in the resources section at dralexanderlloyd.com if you want to refer to it or send someone else to it or whatever. So thank you for being here. We want to answer any questions that you might have that are in the way of your using healing codes or any of the other products of Dr. Alexander Lloyd's effectively. And so we'll talk about that. We'll be asking you in a little while to ask your questions or to give us a comment or a problem that you might be having or an issue. We don't do custom coding on this call, but we will do a trilogy process and go through that with you. And so welcome again. Your questions are very important to us, and in just a little bit I'll tell you how to ask a question if you're not familiar with that process. Again, my name is Kay Spooner. I've been a coach with Dr. Alex for now 17 full years, past that mark on the 3rd of the month. So, again, welcome. Let me read our disclaimer as we begin this evening, just to make sure that we remember what we are and are not here to do. Tonight's session of Whole Life Healing Q&A is for informational and educational purposes only, and what you hear from me are my opinions. The healing codes and trilogy and the other processes are not intended to diagnose or treat any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. So if you have a condition that needs medical attention, please seek out a trusted medical professional. The healing codes and other processes deal with issues of the heart, and it's on those spiritual issues that we will focus our attention. So again, welcome to the call. I appreciate your being here. I hope we can help each other make it a really beneficial call. And that will depend on you asking the question that you came here to get an answer for and me being able to hone in on what it is that you really need to hear. And also others who have been on the call a lot or have used the healing codes a lot, being ready to share their experience or insights with you. So we'll just do all of that. First, though, I would like for us to do a trilogy together. So, again, get yourself as comfortable as you can be. Make sure you're supported. And first thing to do is get yourself here. There might have been things going on with you that got in the way of your getting here smoothly or without interruption. So just know that you're here. Feel your, we used to call it, but feel your butt in the chair. Feel yourself in your place. Recognize your geography. And then bring your mind here with this group of people who use these products, use these processes, and have for some time. And are open to you, open to your questions, open to your comments and observations, and welcoming. Thank you for being here. Okay, I'd like for you to take a deep breath in and out, so you may have to breathe out first so you can get a good deep belly breath in. Good. You might have felt your shoulders go down a little bit when you did that. I did. I noticed that in myself. Now, I'd like for you to just scan from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and notice any place in your body that might be painful, number one, feeling some pressure or discomfort or tightness. Any of those things, that might be some place where we're holding some emotions, holding some memories that need to be healed or released. So just take note of that, whatever you're noticing there. We'll try to do that again after we do the trilogy process, and you can notice if anything's changed. Okay. I hope you're familiar with the trilogy process. If you're not, I will describe it as we go through, which will make it take a little longer than it would if we were all familiar, but I don't want to leave anybody out. So this is a process that Dr. Alex teaches on the website, and you can find it under dralexanderlloyd.com and search for trilogy training, and you can get lots of different ways to learn what trilogy is about there. Excuse my voice. I think I hadn't used it very much today, and it's saying, what's going on here? Okay. So let's begin our trilogy process. You think of whatever it is that's bothering you most right now. It can be anything. It can be the state of our nation or economy or virus situation or something personal, a personal relationship or finances or whatever it is, or a sore big toe or whatever it is that's bothering you the most. I'd like for you to think about that, and that will be our focus for this code. Finding and healing those things that are related to that and cause it to show up in our symptoms. Okay. So now for trilogy, we'll start with the tapping portion. Alex calls it minute one because he can do it in 3 minutes, but we're not going to do it in 3 minutes. But anyway, I'll call it minute one. We're going to tap. I use my middle finger and ring finger of my right hand, and we're going to tap on the inner eyebrow, right above the bridge of the nose. You're going to tap as many times as you can while I'm telling you where to go next. Outer eyebrow, near the temple, under the eye, and be very careful on that bone. You don't want to bruise there. Upper lip. Between your lower lip and chin. Collarbone, right by your midline. Sore spot. You may have to search for yours, but if you don't know where it is, go down 2 or 3 inches from your collarbone and out toward your armpit, about 3 or 4 inches. Later you can search for it if you want to. Okay, center chest. Right behind your sternum there is where we're thumping. Okay, under the arm. Below the nipple. Now, on your hand, and we're going to hold the hand with palm down. We're going to tap on the thumb beside the nail nearest your body. And then the pointer finger right beside your nail there, the side of your finger, and your middle finger, same general area. Now, go around to the outside of your pinky finger, the side away from your body. Tap there by your nail. And now on what we call the karate spot, which is if you were going to do a karate chop, you would hit whatever it is with that part of your hand, that fleshy part on the side of your hand. Okay, now we're going to do what we call 9G, and we're going to start by tapping on the back of your hand between your ring finger and pinky finger about an inch up from your from the web of those fingers. So just tap there during this whole process. And now hold your head still, and we're going to open eyes and close and open. Now look down left, look down right, now up and over to down left, and then back up and over to down right. We're going to hum, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And we're going to count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we're going to hum again. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, that finishes what Alex calls minute one. Now, minute two is the healing codes portion. So during this portion, we'll hold our, we'll do the universal code plus three. So put your hold all your little flashlights and point them at your at the bridge position, right where your eyebrows would come together if you let them do that. And we're going to ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories related to or causing this issue, and I'll leave it blank for you to fill in the blank here. We ask that those would be found and opened and healed by infusing the truth and love, light and life of God into our hearts and souls and cells. Now, both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands pointing at the Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Now the next three positions are from Healing Codes 2, if you're not familiar with that. Put your left palm on the at the base of your skull, actually touching back there at the base of your skull, and your right palm on your forehead, touching the skin with these positions. Remember to be breathing from your diaphragm all this time. Now switch those positions. Put your left palm on your forehead and your right palm at the base of the skull. Now both hands, low belly. So put your thumbs right on your belly button. Your thumbs stacked up on your belly button, and let your hands fall on your low belly. All right. Now let's do the last portion, the third minute, as Dr. Alex describes it, and that has to do with the governing and conception meridians. And we can reach the conception meridian, but we don't reach the governing one very well. So we're going to do as best we can. We're going to start at, just move your hands from where you were just holding them on your low belly. Move them down as far as you can to the base of your torso. And we're going to move right up, and we're going to touch all the way, move right up the center line. And we're going to ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through open and balanced energy centers. And we're going to move it right up the center line, and we're going to go right up over the chin and forehead and crown and to the base of your skull in the back. Both hands, if you can do that. Hold it there just a moment. Now return again to the base of the torso, and we're going to start up again. And this time, pay real close attention, and just if you have an inclination that you need to weight in one of these places, low belly, solar plexus, heart, throat, forehead, or base of the skull, any of those places that you think you might need some extra time, you're welcome to stop there. Or maybe even return to them if you need to. Forehead and crown. Okay. Now let's go one more time. Start at the base of the torso, and we're just going to go smoothly and relatively quickly right up the midline. It's like we're kind of polishing this all off. Okay. Good. Relax. Deep breath in and out. I'd like for you to scan again and see if you notice any change anywhere in any of those places of tension or pain or pressure or discomfort you might have had before we started. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me in that process. Appreciate that. All right. So now it's time for your questions. And we, those of you who came in dialing in with a keypad, you can press star 2 on your keypad, and that will open, that will raise a hand on my screen, and I will be able to tell who was first, second, third to do that so I can get to you in order. And those of you who are on the web and did not come in with a keypad or a phone, then you can type into your little chat box there, and that will put up a message on my screen. It is a different screen from the one I'm usually using, so I will remind myself to get over there occasionally to look at it. So we'll just do it that way. So thank you very much. I'm glad that you have put your hand up already. Thank you. From Tucson, go ahead.
Yes, I have very severe insomnia. From what sleep doctors tell me, it's genetic, and I'm not currently getting any relief. I've tried this a few times over the last couple of weeks, and I'm wondering if there's anything that I can do that might be more specific to help with insomnia.
Okay, well, let's talk about it just a little bit. The doctors say it's genetic. Does that mean that your parents or grandparents or somebody have had this situation?
Yes.
In their lives?
Yes, my father and his mother.
Your father and his mother. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you had any conversations about when it might have started for them, or when they noticed it coming on, or what might have been happening in their lives when it started?
No, they're both deceased.
I see. Okay. So what kind of things are going on for you? What kind of emotions does that bring up? What does it say about you?
That I'm tired. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's not because of stress or anxiety or anything. I mean, I've been dealing with it for over 20 years, probably close to 25. And, you know, it still causes some degree of frustration, but at this point it's just the way it is. And I've tried lots of prescriptions. I've tried Reiki and acupuncture and chiropractic and pulse magnetic stuff and essential oils and on and on and on and on and on.
Yeah.
And the only thing that works the best are prescriptions, except they don't work consistently either, and I have to take an inordinately large quantity of them.
I see. Okay.
So I'm kind of frustrated, I guess. At this point, I feel like I'm still holding out hope, but not counting on it, because it's been like this for 20 years, and over the last couple of months, couple of weeks, it's been particularly bad.
I see. Okay. Well, let me just tell you that sometimes when we're healing with healing codes, things get worse before they get better. Let me just tell you that. and that is, we think that's because it's kind of a healing response. We're kind of dumping stuff out and making the body deal with it.
Yeah.
And sometimes that causes things to get worse. People who have emotional issues like anger or depression or whatever often, or have been known to, I don't want to say often, but have been known to get those symptoms get stronger before they clear. And people with physical issues have also noticed that things sometimes seem to get stronger or worse before they get better. So let me just throw that out there for your help, if that's of any help. Now, so if this is generational, and that's the way we would describe it, is something that's generational. So it's something
right.
that started, and it's somebody else's memory that's causing your system to act this way. Somebody else's programming that you've come by honestly.
Right.
Like this shape of your ears or the, you know, size of your feet or whatever. So part of generational work is, if we have opportunity to talk to those people and find out what started it with them, you know, or what caused it or what brought it on, or when they noticed it first, or, you know, what were the circumstances around that, sometimes we can be a little more targeted in our work. But if you don't know any of those things, then I don't know what your prayer has been as you do your work, but I would suggest that it be whatever it was that caused this in my ancestry.
Okay.
So that chain can be broken.
Okay.
So whatever you say you feel frustrated with it, that's one of the anger terms, one of the things related to anger. So anger is wanting something and not getting what it is we expected or we want, right?
Right.
And that's often why anger comes up, or frustration, or any of those kinds of things. So another thing to think about is making sure we want that what we want is the thing we ought to want. So does this condition cause you to not be able to do your work or not be able to concentrate or any of those things during the day, or is it just a frustration that you don't feel like you're getting rest?
No, it definitely can affect how I feel during the day, both for work and personal things as well.
Uh-huh.
It depends on how bad it is. You know, when it's really, really, really bad, you know, it causes me to be more emotional, and I have to work harder to, you know, to think things through and whatnot. And yeah, so.
Of course, because
and
your body.
I've also tried the additional minutes a couple of times that he demonstrated, and to me, when I'm doing them, they don't seem authentic. They feel very contrived, both the rapid eye movement thing and also the breathing thing. It seems like I'm making it up. It does not seem real. So I don't know if that's normal or not.
Well,
but, I mean,
I wouldn't worry about it too much then. That rapid eye movement thing, I do that. I don't do it all the time, but I do it occasionally, and it's amazing to me how that just takes off and goes. But it doesn't feel like that to you, huh? It feels like you have to make it happen. I see.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, like mine will twitch the littlest bit, you know, kind of like when you're sleeping or thinking with your eyes closed. But it, on a scale of 1 to 10, it looks like when I see him demonstrated, it looks like that's a 4,000, and I'm a 1.
Yes. Yeah.
So I mean, the same thing with the breathing. The breathing thing, I feel like I'm completely making it up.
I see. Okay. Well, don't worry about it then too much. Or if you want to put that in the blank of the prayer when you're working. And ask that anything that's in the way of you doing that fully or experiencing it fully be removed, then you can do that too. Okay?
Okay, yeah.
You can work on that specific thing so that you can get the most out of it. I am I'm not going to try to give you a custom code because that's not what we're here for tonight. But
okay.
I would encourage you to continue, and I would hope that you would see change relatively soon. And I would put in the prayer blank. I would put in whatever this generational issue is, whoever this is that, you know, wherever this started, I ask that you would heal that. And then any emotion that you're feeling that goes on around it, you know, the frustration or the being tired and not able to think or, you know, whatever it is that you're feeling right at that time.
Okay.
I would put both those things in the prayer blank as I do
gotcha.
The work.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you for the question. I'm glad you're here. I'm going to mute you now, and we'll go on to the next person. Okay. Somebody else have a comment or question? We have some names on the call that I haven't seen before, but we have an old friend, too. So hello, Patricia.
Hi, Kay. How are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Oh, good. You're welcome. I thought it was interesting that gentleman mentioned insomnia, but I've had that since I'm a tiny little kid. I had no idea it was theoretically connected to those who came before me. This is the first I've heard of that. But aside from that, I was wondering if you were going to suggest to that gentleman who just called that he try the Whole Tones sleep aid. I just got mine today. I haven't tried it yet, but it plays certain music with certain frequencies that are supposed to be very soothing. And I have the regular Whole Tones program. I got that many years ago, and I started listening to that again because I stopped for several years. And I've been so busy at my job that I never really had time to focus on whether it was working or not. But I would from time to time. But now I'm back to that, and I'm certainly looking to listening to this special little gadget that's going to play these songs with special frequencies to theoretically put you to sleep. So I guess I will report to you in a few weeks whether or not it worked. Part of my problem with the I avoid going to bed because I guess I don't look forward to just lying there, so it's a vicious cycle. I avoid going to bed, and it gets very late, and I feel crummy, and then I force myself into bed. I'm almost too tired sometimes to get ready for bed, but I do that. Then I get into bed, and then in the morning I feel awful because I didn't sleep long enough. I ultimately do fall asleep. But it takes a long time, and it's just been going on. I'm looking forward to trying this anyway. We'll see what happens. But
I'm not familiar at all with what you're talking about. I haven't used it myself.
I'm surprised.
I have no problem at all sleeping. I never have had a problem sleeping. So
they always saying, "Oh, I slept like a log." I really envy that. But no, it was the reason I mentioned it is Dr. Alex referred us to this in a promotional email last week, a few days ago. He's an associate, or this gentleman is an affiliate or something. There's a connection there. That's why I mentioned it now. I
appreciate that.
I
expected that was the case, but I have not tried it myself. So
oh, okay. So
it.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to that, and maybe the, I don't know if the gentleman gets those emails or not from Dr. Alex, but he could certainly look up on the internet. Whole Tones, WHOLETONES, and it's the guy who invented this. Or there's a very interesting story connected with how he came up with it. Michael Tyrell is his name. The inventor of Whole Tones. He's a musician. Anyway, so there's that. But I am interested in the fact that you said it was from our inherited.
I didn't mean to say that. He said that he was told his issue was genetic, and so therefore I said, well, genetic means generational. That
I didn't realize the gentleman said that. I didn't hear that part.
Yeah, that's why I said that. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't want to give the wrong impression. It doesn't mean it is for everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
We're talking about his particular issue, and he's already thinking along those lines. So we'll just go ahead and put that in his prayer and let that be part of his issue. Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that you clarified that for me, because I, in all the years I've been studying the healing codes, I had never heard that. So I'm glad you clarified that for me. Anyway,
I'm glad you brought it up so we could. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, I want to share a little something. You know, I had some physical issues going on this summer. It started several weeks ago. I don't know if I even mentioned it to you. I'm sure I mentioned it to Anika when she was on, and also probably to Linda.
Linda. Mm-hmm.
I'll mention it to you as well. I had some trouble getting a package from the post office a few weeks ago, and I actually had several meltdowns over it. I was going crazy because it was a very important package from my cousin in New Mexico. And he sent it, and it was something very valuable to me. And it was misaddressed. That's the bottom line. He put the wrong address. But all that time, I never suspected it. I thought it was the post office's fault. So anyway, I was running from different post offices, and it was already in the 90s that day. And I spent many days on this, hours every day, you know, working with the post office to try and track it down. Anyway, the upshot was on the Saturday night, after several hours of running around in the heat trying to track it down, I came down with this terrible, terrible dizzy spell that I had never in my life had before when I went to go to bed that night on a Saturday night. I lay down, and it was like the whole room was spinning around. And I got up, a little research. I thought, oh, my God, is this COVID? Is this some bizarre symptom of COVID? Because I've never had this. Anyway, so it said you might be dehydrated, so I drank a lot of water. At that point, I didn't think that it might be COVID, but later on I saw something that said it could be, which precipitated my getting a COVID test the very next day, which I turned out negative, thank goodness. But anyway, I had like four of these intense, intense dizzy spells that night whenever I would lie down, and also, over the next several days, I was, like, losing my energy. I was, like, feeling really crummy. I ended up seeing a PCP, and she said it was a benign condition. She sent me to an ENT doctor, and he didn't even want to give me this Epley maneuver because he said, well, you're already getting better, you said, so let it be, he said. Otherwise, it could exacerbate it. But I was, like, feeling crummy for really weeks, up till last week. I could hardly move, and here I'm supposed to be working on my job remotely at home, and so some of the days I even called in sick, even though I don't have a ton of work, even when I am working. But here's why I'm even telling it at all. The only thing I made myself do all those days, the only thing I felt I could do was code and really work on issues. And so I spent several days of intense, intense coding with affirmative statements on six different topics. Anyway, I felt really awful up and through I guess last Friday. And anyway, I felt better Saturday. So I've had like five good days in a row, or maybe even more, almost a week. And this is the longest I have not felt really, really crummy, except I did have a brief spell of feeling crummy yesterday because I did go out in the height of the heat, so I had to take a nap. But basically, I felt pretty good. I know I'm getting better. I know I'm getting better. I'm a lot better today. I've been able to start the work, which I couldn't even conceive of last week, starting the work on studying how to retire from my job because it's complicated thing to retire from city employment. I have eight folders. I organized, you know, the papers that I had accumulated last year. I did the research last year, and I'm organized, and I'm studying it. Yesterday and today I did a lot of serious studying and answering questions, and I'm really making good progress with that because I have an October 1st date in my mind to retire, and I've been in touch with the young man in human resources at work, and he's going to call me Wednesday. He sent me a package on email. I printed it. That's why I went out yesterday to get it printed at FedEx. And so I'm on the way to retirement, and I'm feeling that this is really the time, really the time. And I have my own version of the truth technique, which I did. And I had done it several months ago, and it came up October. And that was even before we were sent home on lockdown, because I wasn't getting all the information I needed at the time, although I wanted to retire a long time. But it said October. I kept testing. And I tested it again for whether, now the other day, is it October 1st or October 31st? And I tested the 1st. So I'm definitely, definitely doing this. Even though if I sort of played around and waited, they might give me a buyout. But you know something, Kay, I don't want to play games like that. I just don't. My sanity is a lot more valuable than I might, you know, than the money they might throw at me for leaving the city. Because the city is desperate. Now, I'm in New York City. They're desperate for funds. And it's time for me to leave. If they want to throw me a few bucks at the end, if they feel like it, I'm not refusing it. But I'm not going to, you know, wait around and hope, because I did hear rumors that they're going to offer buyouts. But
might not be a bad idea to ask if you are eligible for one.
Well, they'll let me know if I am. I can certainly ask the young man next Wednesday, but chances are, I mean, they wouldn't give as much to me because I'm of retirement age anyway.
Yeah.
A friend of mine who told me that she heard they are going to do it, she's not quite of retirement age, so they'd be more likely to offer her one, but they might offer me something. But I don't want to wait beyond that October 1st. You know, I can't even tell you what I've been going through. I mean, I've had several really bad spells trying to figure out how to even work remotely with my computer, with the work they're giving me at work. None of the software is smooth to figure it out, and it just sets me off. Let's put it back. It sets me off.
Yeah.
And it just, that's another reason I was going crazy. And I just need out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on.
Well, I'm glad you have your coding, and I'm glad you go to it when you that it's the thing that you you depend on and you go to.
Absolutely,
for your healing. That's good. That's
good. And I managed to get a lot of good stuff done over the weekend. I'm clearing out, as a lot of people have cleared out during this whole shutdown, lockdown thing. Mm-hmm. I brought stuff to the Salvation Army. I did that actually 2 weekends. I had so I'm making way. Working in the apartment and doing all kinds of things when I'm up to it. And I have been up to it for several days, and I'm so glad that. I'm also watching my, my caffeine. I haven't, except for some chocolate ice cream that I have in the fridge, I have not had any caffeine, which is very important, too. That's a big issue for me. I just can't mess around with any mood-altering substances of any kind.
What a bummer.
I know.
Okay.
I used to like to, and I'll tell you the truth, I used to like to have a nice vodka tonic in the summer once or twice, not overdoing it, but it would just be a lovely, refreshing treat once or twice in the summer. But who are you going to have it with now anyway? I haven't seen anybody I know in a long time, and I can't mess around with my system right now. It's just too delicate. I hate to say it, but
Well, we need to know ourselves, and we need to do the best we can to take care of ourselves. So that's good.
Maybe at Christmas I'll be able to have a drink or something. I'm not, now I sound like, you know, it's very important to me. It isn't that important to me. It's just once in a great while. It's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my story. I hope I didn't monopolize. You know, I know I talked to Blue Streak.
It's okay.
Thanks.
It's okay. I'd just like to say that there are a lot of things that aren't nearly so much fun all by yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia. I'm glad you're feeling better. And
okay.
I did talk to you one-on-one about this issue, I think.
Oh,
if I remember correctly.
All that, you know, how do you believe that? We did. I called you, and I told, can you believe I forgot? Yeah. This is terrible.
That's
I'm worried.
That's okay. Not a problem.
Anyway, I'm better, and thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Okay. Good deal. Thank you. I'm going to mute you now.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else? Question or comment or observation or anything? There's a reason you called in tonight. I hope that we're covering that. One of the things we need to remember is that when we're doing our coding, what goes in the blank is whatever we can figure out that's related. If it's an emotion or a physical issue or a relational issue or a financial or fiscal issue or whatever, spiritual issue, whatever it is, we can put that in the blank of our prayer and do this work and allow our unsubconscious mind, our heart, to find the things that are related to it and heal them. There are very few things that bother me anymore. Very few things that come up that I feel like I need to deal with. And as a matter of fact, my adult daughter lives in on my property here, not in my house anymore, but on my property. And she has emotional swings. And when she's having one and she comes to tell me, you know, what it is she's upset about, whatever it is, then she expects me to get upset about it too. And I don't. And it's pretty frustrating for her. Because I, it's not that I don't think it, whatever is bothering her is important. That's not the issue. But I just do not react to things with big emotional swings. Very, very even emotionally in my life. And I hope that that's all good, and because I've been doing this work for so long, and because of the grace of God, I don't have to have fear, for one thing, which is often what's triggering her emotionally. I don't have fear, and therefore I don't get upset easily, and or even sometimes not upset enough for some folks. Okay, we've got somebody else who wants to talk, so I'm going to open your line in Troy, Illinois. You're welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. My name's Angela Bankston, and I've been doing healing codes. I've been doing the healing codes for about 3 years now. That's when I found Dr. Alex through my niece in Germany, believe it or not.
Yes, I do.
I have respiratory issues, and I have gotten so much better, and I feel so much better, and I relate what you just said about you and your daughter, because my daughter lives three streets over, and she, so to speak, unloads on me quite often about her, you know, she's a school teacher. Now with school opening up, it's definitely a crisis again, what, how, and you know, how are we going to do it, and how is it going to work, and with this COVID experience. But I have found myself, I've been doing the trilogy for a good year, or a little year and a half maybe, and I find it very, very helpful. And I just taught it to my granddaughter, who is going through a divorce. She, in fact, asked me, and so I shared it with her and you know, gave her the video and have been teaching her and give her all the correspondence I get from Alex and some of the stuff that is important about how you just have to change yourself, your thinking, your criticism. You have to become another person. And that's when you are able not to be so critical, upset anymore. You can be a lot calmer. And, you know, when someone approaches you with a rage or whatever you want to call it, or wants to vent, and you're much more able to sit and listen and respond calmly. I have found that also over the past year since I've been, and I just think the healing codes are fabulous. I would recommend them to anybody. And I've been trying to share them. My family knows I do them. My question was for you. Now, I also have busy life with grandkids and great-grandchildren, and people stop by. And some days I'm thinking, well, I haven't done my healing codes in 3 days. You know, I really need to do it. But then I'm thinking, well, I feel really good. You know, I can do it tomorrow. It's not that I'm tied to it or that I have to do it, because then I'm going to go downhill.
I agree.
What is your response?
I agree. I think there are good things that we have in our lives that are good habits. And
that
I think healing codes is a good
helpful.
Habit. I think healing codes is a good habit, but it's not something, it's not
a crutch.
It's not a magic tool.
Yes.
I don't want to say it's a crutch, because we have tools we use to increase our strength.
Yeah, a tool. Maybe
increase,
a tool, yeah.
You know, I would like for us to think of it as a tool. But, you don't have to be tied to it, and you don't have to feel guilty or like you failed or something if you haven't done it in a while. Just notice, though, if you're thinking, well, I should be doing it, and then you're still not, there might be some kind of resistance building up. So
no,
you probably need to go ahead and do it at that case.
I can tell when I need it.
Yeah.
And
good.
I will stop and then do it, because you feel it.
Excellent.
I feel it when I need to do it.
I think that's excellent. I think that's very
good.
But
if there is another happy occasion that day, because someone called and said, hey, can I stop by for lunch? Then I'm going to do that instead, but it also makes me feel just as good.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yes, I think that's excellent. I think that's
okay.
Excellent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
I
am so happy. I'm 79 years old, and I couldn't feel any better.
Wonderful. So glad to hear that.
I'm very happy. I decided to chime in tonight. I haven't listened to one in a while, but tonight I said, I'm going to listen to it tonight, see what they have to say. And
thank you very much. I'm glad you added this positive note. Thank you so much, Angela.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I'm not seeing anything from the folks online, so I am checking that occasionally. Is there any other comment or question or anything? If there's not, we can do another trilogy together, just because we're here and we all know how to do it. So let's just do one focused on thankfulness, on gratefulness, being grateful that we have this tool and that it's proved good for us and has done good things for us, and we might be able to share it with others maybe. Let's just do one focused on that gratefulness for it, okay? So if you have another comment or question, you can go ahead and say that. If not, we'll just get ourselves comfortable again, and we'll begin by tapping. And I'd like to describe this tapping as opening the energy pathways. So then inner eyebrow, outer eyebrow, under the eye, upper lip, lower lip, chin, collarbone, sore spot, center of the chest, under the arm, below the nipple, thumb, index finger, middle finger, pinky, karate spot. Now we'll do the 9G, eyes open, closed, open, down left, down right, up and over to down left, back up and over to down right, hum, and count, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hum. Okay, healing codes portion, and we both hands bridge, and we ask and pray that images and beliefs and cellular memories that will increase our gratefulness be found and increased, improved by infusing your truth and love and light and life into our hearts and souls and cells. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Left base of the skull, right hand forehead, palms touching. Palms touching skin. Switch, left hand forehead, right hand base of the skull. Both hands, low belly, thumbs on your belly button. Now move your hands down, and we're going to come up the midline and ask that this river of energy be filled with the love and light and life of God, and that it would flow through balanced and open energy centers. Moving right up the midline, forehead, crown, base of the skull. Again, from the base of the torso, if you need to stop anywhere, if you notice any kind of indication that you need to stop. Mine feels like a bubble when I need to stop. Others tell me they don't have that sensation in some other way. They know. Okay. Crown. Base of the skull. I'll wait there for you to catch up. One last time, from the base of the torso, smoothly, right up the midline, throat, crown, base of the skull. Relax. All right. All right. Anybody have another comment or question or anything else you'd like to say before we call it a night? Check again, make sure that the online folks didn't want to add something. Yes, Patricia, just a moment. Yes, your line's open.
Yeah, just briefly, I appreciate the prayer that you used before the parts, minute three. That helps me because I always forget what it is. Now, can you remind me of what the prayer is supposed to be for part one, the tapping?
I don't even know that I know a prayer for that. I'm just thinking about what I kind of say is I want to open all the energy pathways.
Okay.
Clear anything out so that the energy pathways are open.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. All righty. I'm going to open the lines, and you can all say goodnight, and we'll just leave it at that. Thank you very much. Good night,
Thank
everyone.
You.
Good night.
Good night. This is great. God bless you, everybody.
God bless
Bye-bye.
You. Yes, it was great. Good night.
Good night.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.